Are you having fun? Are you getting enough to eat?
Yeah. They want more.
Are you ready to help Chef Eric taste the wine?
Yeah.
Wow, now that's the biggest roar there. You know, and you know what? If we were the kind of people that shared our wine with you, we'd do it. Here. But since we have to pay for it, forget it.
Before I put this in there,
yes.
Smell this that we imbued that smoke in.
Now, this is what happens when you use your college apparatus.
No, it's called a smoking gun.
Smoking gun. These are mushrooms that you can smoke, cold smoke right there in your house very, very easily. Stick your nose in the shrooms.
Those are
that was cold
mushrooms
smoke for about 10 or 15 right minutes. And, I mean, you can do it, and the thing that smoking does to your food, it really enhances the taste buds, too. It's, hey, Merle, would you like to smell my mushrooms? There you go. Smoked. Miz, you can't make a shake out of these.
Okay. So, Kevin's out there passing on the mushrooms. He forgets we're on the live radio show here. Can I have my mushrooms back?
I said
to smell them. You know, we smoker at Walmart, you can smoke those with this, but this is nice because it can be used, it can be used to smoke things like cheeses. One of the dishes I do all the time is a smoked ahi tuna tartare. So you take sashimi-grade tuna and you cold smoke it, so it gives it a smoky flavor with sesame oil and a little bit of soy and whatnot, and it goes very well together with the, especially with the sesame, because there's a smokiness in the sesame that's drawn out when you do that. But in this case, what I decided to do is add some of these great mushrooms into our risotto. And these started out as dry. If you can get fresh, that's great too. I like to use chanterelles. Or, in this case, porcinis. Basically, any wild mushroom is going to be a good choice for you. And let me take some of these here. And we're going to go ahead and put it into the risotto. Gives a sort of a different texture and color and whatnot to the risotto. And then we're going to go in with our shrimp. And I've got a pound of Gulf shrimp that I've seasoned just with a little bit of salt and pepper. Now, it doesn't take shrimp very long to cook, and this now is going to get its last dose of chicken stock in here, and this will be about roughly 2 cups.
I love the way you measure.
Roughly 2 cups.
There's 4 cups in here, right, in the box of chicken stock, so about half of that is 2 cups. Yes? It's exact measurements.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to let this go ahead and bring this up to a boil. And then we'll bring it back down to a simmer. And we'll cook that until the shrimp is cooked and the mushrooms are tender and the pumpkin is tender. So while that goes, I'm going to go ahead and get started with my... Unfortunately, I have to use pork for one of our audience members. Well...
Using pork. What a shock.
Somebody asked me yesterday to not use pork because they didn't like pork. But unfortunately, there was no veal today.
Okay, available. Now wait a minute. Reveal. Oh.
Yeah, so.
I should have known.
So.
The rugged individualist.
It's just something that she doesn't like. I asked if it was for religious reasons or. No, it's not. It's just she doesn't like pork. The aroma. I, on the other hand.
Oh.
Love the aroma. So
pork is awesome.
But this can also be done with veal. This is classically done with veal. But these nice, thin pork loin, boneless strips are perfect. They don't need to be pounded out or anything like that. And we dip it in flour. We dip it in egg. And then we dip it in... the breadcrumbs, and these are, again, Italian seasoned breadcrumbs. Make sure they get totally nice and coated.
Now, Chef, would you touch on the point about one of the classic mistakes people make when frying is they don't set up a fry station. They just got things laying all over the place. It's much better to have a fry station where it goes from point A, point B, point C, and into the grease. It's much easier. It doesn't make nearly the big a mess, and it's just much more efficient when you're cooking, especially large amounts, in the kitchen.
Yeah, that's correct. So in this little fry station, I've set up, again, three little plates right next to each other, one with flour, which is our first station, one with the beaten eggs, and I put a little bit of water in with those eggs when I beat them up, and then the last one with the breadcrumbs. Now, I'm not going to put these straight into the frying pan.
Oh, pray tell, why not?
Well, it's better when you let them set up just a little bit in the fridge. So we're going to put just a little bit of a chill on them. What happens is it helps the breadcrumbs stay affixed to the veal or the pork. If I put this straight into the pan, I'm going to lose most of the breading in the pan. So if you let it chill just for a little bit, and I'll actually stick it in the freezer, that'll help it greatly.
So there's another great point for you to remember. When you're breading something, put it in the fridge or the freezer. Let it chill up a little bit. Let it chill while you have a little sip of whatever you're having a sip of. Take a few minutes, chill out. Let your meat chill out. Then when you add it to your fryer, there's nothing worse than frying food and having all the batter fall to the bottom of the pan. You pull it out, it looks like a just a diseased piece of food with big blotches of nothing on it.
Well, thanks for that description.
Yeah, no problem.
So appetizing. So, by the way, if you do have a beverage of choice, might I suggest you go here into the Hy-Vee and look at their beer selection. They have a craft beer selection that is unbelievable, fantastic. So,
but they also have a huge Bud Light display right outside the door.
Yeah, but they also have real beer. So,
you sound like a friend of mine. You're a beer snob, but that's okay.
Am I not a friend?
I drink
of beer?
The king of beers.
So, actually, Chef John here, who I guess is in the produce area.
No, he's in charge of the salad bar.
The salad bar, yeah. He's
what
a
nightmare that job is.
Yeah.
That salad bar is like 50 yards long and about 30 yards wide.
Yeah.
And it's just like got so many things on it. It's like everything's so fresh.
Yeah, it's not just a salad bar. Let's put it down.
Oh, no, it's like an everything bar.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, and that's the only thing I eat.
Is everything? Or
I try.
Which part of that?
Well, I mean, where else do you get blue cheese on a salad bar, fresh blue cheese? I mean, they cut no corners.
No,
it's $5 all you can eat.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. So,
in fact, one of our friends, Jack, do you know Jack?
I do know Jack.
Yeah, in fact, they got his picture on the board back there. It says he is limited to 4 hours per stay. I don't know why. I mean, they got a four-hour limit on Jack at the salad bar.
Well, in that case, I don't know Jack.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the last piece here, we're going to, you know, one of the things when you put this in the flour is make sure, you like the smell of that?
Oh, man, I got to share this with everybody else. It smells better than my Gillette.
I don't know what that means. When you dip it in the flour, the first thing you want to do is shake off the excess flour, okay, before you put it into the egg wash.
Why?
So this is because if there's excess flour in there, the egg then won't adhere, and you'll get like a bare spot, basically, in the...
Like what I described earlier that you're grossed out by?
Almost everything you say grosses me out, but... I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Did I say that out loud? Anyway, I'm going to now attend to the... No, you don't have to edit it.
Yeah.
I need to attend to our risotto now. And
so from start to finish, your risotto, really the majority of the work is in the cooking time.
Yeah, I mean, any risotto is going to be absolutely critical that it goes long enough so those starches develop in it so that the rice fully cooks. And this is just a nice sort of fall dish. I may have hit it with a little bit too much chicken stock at the end there, but you want to make sure that the shrimp is in enough liquid so that it poaches properly in the risotto. So we're going to let that go for about 5 more minutes. We'll be ready to serve that after the break. And then we'll get started pan frying up the pork cutlets or the pork milanese because it's not done once we pan fry them. There's going to be one more step, which is we'll put them in the oven topped with some prosciutto cheese or some prosciutto ham and then some fontina cheese that I've also smoked.
Oh, my friends, we are going to take your tongue, give it a journey like it's never had. It'll get so excited, it'll slap your forehead, and we're doing it all right here at the Hy-Vee in Sycamore, Illinois. And I'm telling you, Chef Eric, immediately after the show, there's a party tonight. I mean, there are a bunch of adults getting together at Blood's house, and it's BYOB, and I haven't figured out what that means yet. But oh, bring your old Bud Light. That's it. That's. But you know, if Bud Light would just give us a sponsorship, man, they get. You know, it would be awesome. We could wear the King of Beer shirts.
No. There are the Bud Girls, which I could change. Yeah. I could change.
Much better than the Sam Adams girls with beards and, you know, I don't know. But it's all about food. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. We are here at the Hy-Vee in Sycamore, Illinois. I hope you're having fun. We're having fun. It's all about the Pumpkin Festival at Hy-Vee, baby.